It's the radio segment that just got a DM from Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Looks like the restraining orders are...
Good news.
Laser stories. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other Boofmeyers just don't. This first laser story is out of Dallas, Texas. A teenage YouTuber named Gage did something awfully naughty the other day.
Okay.
He decided to take his dad's car out without his father knowing.
Okay. All right, Gage.
Even though we've all done it.
I mean, yeah, it seems like a pretty typical teenage thing to do.
Especially if you're named Gage.
The big difference, though, is that Gage's dad is a billionaire who founded a private equity firm.
That changes things a little bit, doesn't it?
I took my dad's, like, 1991
Honda. Oh, my God. Yeah, I was a Accord for me, too.
As you probably guessed, that car wasn't exactly cheap.
Yeah.
He chose his dad's very special Pagani Huayra Roadster.
If you can't say it, I'm guessing can't afford it.
But I can tell you it cost $3.4 million. It's a hypercar with an astounding 754 horsepower engine under the hood.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but something
You're
good.
Driving a mansion.
I think you could actually go to space with that car.
And guess what? The 17-year-old drove it responsibly around the city and then returned it safely to his dad's garage.
Oh, wow. You're lying.
Oh, this is awesome.
I'm just kidding. He totally crashed it.
Totally crashed it. Yeah.
The vehicle's wrecked so badly that all the car's airbags were deployed.
Oh, no.
And much of the bodywork was ripped apart.
No! Bro, what's your insurance on that car?
I don't know. Are you more worried about your son or your car at that point?
Are you?
For sure, the car.
Fortunately, Gage and his content creator buddy that was in the car with him.
Content creator buddy.
They were
caught the video. Yeah.
They're both able to walk away without serious injury.
Oh, my God.
And you know his dad was like, I wish you would have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
My parents would hurt me.
No word on the punishment that he's going to receive from his billionaire father. But I'm guessing no private jet trips for at least a month.
Daddy.
You cannot use the sauna this Friday.
But Daddy.
You have to fly commercial first class. That's all you get.
No,
that's it.
Damn.
Ew, Daddy.
Not Emirates.
This next laser story is out of Indonesia. 33-year-old Josua Hutagalung said he was working outside his home when he saw something fall from the sky and crash through the roof of his house.
Oh, my God!
Smash, smash, smash!
Whoa, aliens, they're here!
Oh, my God. I'm always worried that it's like one of those stories where the plane dumps its excrement over your house.
Oh,
and then it's like
gross.
Covered in blue liquid.
Ew.
Luckily, no one was hurt. And when Josua went inside to investigate, he didn't know what the object was, saying, quote, when I lifted the shiny thing, it was still warm, and I brought it into my room.
What?
Yeah, for real.
He posted a video to Facebook showing the spot where the thing had crashed through his tin roof.
Whoa.
And that's when a group of local scientists showed up at his place and determined his house was hit by an actual meteorite.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
That can happen?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's space rock. Dude, sell it.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
The 4.5-pound space rock turned out to be a rare variety of meteorite.
Oh, come on.
And experts valued it at $1.9
million.
Fortune fell out of the sky. That is amazing.
It was raining money.
A few weeks later, Josua put it up for auction, and well, let's just say he ended up being an instant millionaire out of the deal.
Oh, that's so cool.
It must not have been eBay, because I could see someone being like, $30, got it, buy it now.
I feel like that's karma. That's good karma, man.
It was probably bought by the billionaire from that other story.
Yeah, so he could beat his son with it. Yeah.
And afterwards, he said the money from the falling space rock will allow his family to expand.
Aww.
And he also plans to donate some towards the building of a local church, plus get his roof repaired.
Good karma. Let's get a new roof.
He's going to stay in his tin little house.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Jeffrey.
Like, hey, the roof is brick now.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay!
We see a new and different type of candy cane hit the snack aisle every year, boasting some crazy flavors and vibrant colors to spark the upcoming holiday season. But this year, you'll never believe who's getting in on the festive action. It's none other than Kellogg's, because they just released the first ever Fruit Loop cereal candy canes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Those are going to be good.
You can finally eat Fruit Loops without your roof of your mouth getting torn up.
They say these naturally flavored candy canes are combined with Toucan Sam's bright colors to form a unique take on the iconic holiday confection.
Okay, naturally flavored, but definitely not naturally colored. That's what I'm hearing.
It's fruit. Brooke Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I'll have you say it that way.
You can find the new Fruit Loops cereal candy canes in packs of 12 at grocery snack aisles nationwide. And if for some reason that sweet seasonal treat doesn't get your Yule log pointing in the right direction, maybe you'll want to try the other brand new candy concoction making news. Because if you haven't heard, M&M's will be debuting their new white chocolate sugar cookie candies.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That sounds good to me. You guys don't like it?
I hate white chocolate with a passion.
Oh, that's right.
Like, just despise it.
What?
Well, these look like normal M&M's, but when you bite into them, they have a white chocolate sugar cookie flavored shell with a crispy center.
Get in my belly!
Delightful.
It sounds pretty good.
Can we start getting samples with your stories?
Yeah! That's a good idea.
You gotta buy them. This next laser story is out of the study of size. According to a very important new study, the smaller a man is in the downstairs area, the more money he makes.
Oh, yeah! Oh.
Because
he's trying to compensate. I bet, you know, Bill Gates is not happy about this study.
Well, it's true. Researchers found...
case, where did I hide all my money?
Yeah.
Guys who are packing more than eight down there earn an average of $35,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
And every time you drop an inch, a man's average salary goes up by $10,000.
I'm a millionaire!
If it isn't the leader of the Wiener Patrol.
That's why I've never dated a rich boy. Ever.
This news is heartbreaking, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
This is very heartbreaking. Yeah.
Well,
you know, you gotta make sacrifices. You can't have everything, Alexis.
That's
you
the way
decide.
It goes until you get to the magic number.
Oh, what's that?
Which
Thank
is
you.
Three,
what
and
happens?
Then all bets are off at that point.
Boom! That's why I don't have any money.
Because you can't measure it anymore. Is that the problem?
Yeah. The study also found the smaller a guy is, the more likely he's been promoted recently.
This is weird.
I have a question, though. How did they do this study? Are they going into, like, the HR department and being like, okay, listen, give us your top earners and have them pull their pants down?
I'm assuming so. It's funny, though, since I recently assumed a new position on this show, but I'm just letting everybody know it has nothing to do with this study, okay? Like, there's aberrations out there. Mm-hmm. There's outliers.
Okay, so that's
There's
that.
All
sure.
sorts of, yeah. you know, explain. Okay, oh, yeah. thank God this guy showed up.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time.
Okay. Yeah.
That's uh-huh. a,
sure.
the sound of a turtle who's never been promoted once in his entire life. And that makes his shoes so happy. It means Laser Stories has come to an end. We're going to do it again same time on Wednesday.